Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. It's time for you to sit back and relax and get ready to listen to the divine messages that are going to be coming to you today, along with the divine healing, which is also going to be coming to you. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. And here is the magical DC Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. It's an honor to be here. A little bit about me. My journey is really a crazy journey. It started with cookies flying off of countertops, my cell phone texting me, and spirit sitting on me to actually get my attention. So, of course, I had no choice but to listen. And I'm so glad I did, because it propels me onto this beautiful path that I find myself on today. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I discovered that I had a really strong connection with spirit. Since that time, I've never looked back. I continue on my journey, but I've hung up my 357. I did have a past journey in law enforcement, and I've hung up my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. So I protect and serve with angelic love, and I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. She and I connected originally when she was in a coma. At that time, she actually threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me quite a while to realize, like, wow, you know, Joan and I do have a divine connection. And after I realized it, it was so much easier. But also, she's left this amazing door open, and those on the other side, they walk through it continually. And my chance encounter with her has given me the most amazing access to divine source. And it's such a wide variety. I'm able to relate and work with clients that are worldwide and from all walks of life. My journey, again, has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other way. And I'm so glad that I get to, you know, come on radio as well to access an even wider audience and to bring my unique brand of divine messages and healings, of course, to people. And my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. Barbara?
Wonderful. Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I got it all in. And I started on my journey one day when I realized that I wasn't happy. And I couldn't think of a time when I really had been happy with my life. And so I began this wonderful journey of figuring things out. I'd been doing what everybody told me was the right thing to do all of my life, which was putting everybody else before me, making sure everybody else was happy. And then one day I would have time for me. And I guess I decided it was time for that one day. And so I began on this wonderful journey that I'm on now, where I am a life coach and I help other people on their journey. But I have discovered that I am the most important person in my life, and that I shouldn't put anybody's happiness before my own. And that happiness is not something that is based on situations or circumstances. It's a decision. You can be happy no matter what is going on in your life. And this has given me an enormous amount of freedom and has taken me to a point where I have been gifted by the divine with a modality of healing called energy upcycling, which works to quickly, completely, and permanently remove beliefs. And it's just such a phenomenal tool, and I love using it. And so now I help people even more with letting go of what they no longer want to live with and moving into what they actually desire. So if you want to learn more about me, you can visit my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there. And if you want to talk to me, you have a question outside of the radio show, you can send me an email at barbara.healing@gmail.com. All right, DC, are you ready now to deal with our wonderful callers?
Yes, I'm so excited.
Okay. And I want to remind the callers that if you want to talk to us, don't forget to press the number one. Because if you don't press the number one, we just let you listen. Okay. And we will move to our first caller from area code 248. Hi, who's this? Area code 248. Area code 248, you're alive. Okay. Area code 248. Okay, then we will go to area code 219.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Good evening. Hey, good evening, first-time caller. My name is Linda, and I'm calling from Northwest Indiana. How are you?
Hello, Linda.
Good evening.
We are so glad you called.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you both. I've been in prayer mode all weekend, and when I saw the advertisement on Facebook for the show tonight, I saw that as a divine light to call in and get some guidance. How are you both?
We're doing great, Lynn.
So,
what type of information do you need? Oh, thank you.
Well,
so,
Thank
you. I'm going into my fourth week tomorrow at this new full-time job. This is the job I thought I was manifesting for the last 2 years. My previous job I was at for overall total 17 years. And pretty much there toward the end, I think I just wanted out. And I went into this position and I'm not enjoying it. I am not liking it. I don't like anything about it. And no matter how hard I try to be positive and pray on it on my way into the job, I think it's making me more sick than anything. Just wanted to get some guidance to see if I should try to turn this around or if I should let them know that this isn't going to be a permanent thing. I kind of just want to tell them I don't even want to go back anymore. But my family depends on my salary, so I'm just struggling.
Okay, hon. Well, just take a breath, Linda, please. Okay, and the angels are showing me, you know, just be confident. You have the ability to communicate what you're wanting, what you're desiring, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I am getting that you're going to become, you know, more financially stable. There's going to be, you know, problems that are solved. There's going to be opportunities for you. But one of the main things you have to do presently is you've got to detach emotionally from money and, like, the outcome of money, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, let go and let God, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and just focus on what it is that you do want, okay? And, you know, use your thoughts and, you know, your energy to really focus on what is in your best interest.
Okay.
And the angels are saying, Linda, you know it is time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this situation is bringing you clarity.
Okay.
And I'm getting sort of like it's almost like you're breaking away.
Okay.
I'm getting new beginnings are coming for you.
Okay.
I feel like this no longer serves you. It no longer serves you. And I feel like you're going to have the opportunity to do something that really resonates with who you are presently.
Okay.
And to really achieve success in that area, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you will go forward and you will have success, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting, like, changes in the air, so the angels are, like, sort of giving you, like, a little nudge and saying, Linda, it is time, you know? This is your time to go forward. Okay, and you do feel it, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just seeing that you're sort of like walking along this path, and you're walking to your destination. Okay, and you're going to feel so good. I sort of feel like almost like I see you as a child, and you're thinking back maybe like nostalgically. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But the message is the angels want you to just stay open-minded as a child would and try to see things almost from a child's perspective, okay?
Okay.
And just let go of the complexity of all of this,
yeah.
Okay? I am getting, you know, you are a responsible person. You're taking responsibility, but you're going to have opportunities to use those beautiful skills, okay? And I am getting prosperity around. Okay, so do not worry. Do not stress so much about your finances. Linda, the universe takes care of you, hon, okay? You know that. The universe takes care of you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any worries about, you know, money, income, any of that, you've got to release it.
Okay.
We're going to let go. We're going to let God. We're going to be grateful for everything that you have right now, all the blessings that you presently have. And no matter what you're going through, there's always something that you can be thankful for, okay?
Okay, yes.
So we know that as well. And you've got to start connecting with your joy, and you've got to enjoy the present moment.
Okay.
Okay? I just feel like you've got to transform all of this, like, sad and negative energy into beautiful joy, okay?
Yes.
And connect what you're wanting in your heart and in your soul.
Okay.
Okay. So when the angels hear you, they say, Linda, you know love is the answer to whatever question that you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
They're surrounding you with that beautiful high energy. It's going to help you to attract what it is you are wanting. You've got to stay really positive, be optimistic, and expect good things.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Okay? Stay in that attitude of gratitude. And if you get a little scared, you can ask the angels, can you help me see things through divine eyes? And you will be able to see the future. It will be clearer. It will be brighter, okay?
Okay, yes.
And
yes.
As you're doing all this, you've got to remember to love and honor yourself, hon.
Okay.
Respect yourself for that beautiful person that you truly are.
Thank you, yes.
And be proud of Linda. Be proud of everything that you've done and everything that you're doing, okay?
Will do, yes. Makes complete sense.
Receive the comfort from your higher self to ease the grief that you're holding on to, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it's becoming more difficult than it has to be, okay?
Yes, okay.
Okay, so with that being said, your guides are asking me now to invite you. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and she's going to go forward and do a little bit of healing. You're going to feel a lot better. Are you ready for that, for some transformation and healing?
I am ready. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Linda. Okay, take a breath. Relax. Barbara?
Okay, Linda. We are going to work with your innate body, which is a part of you that you can't see, but it connects every part of you, including your past lives and your subconscious and all of your bodies and every part of you. So we will begin every statement with the words, dear innate, and then we will go ahead and say what it is I'm guided that you need to say. It's important that you say this out loud because you are the one talking to your innate body, okay?
Okay.
All right, so here we go. Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear that I can't do it.
fear in me. I release the fear that I can't do it.
Dear Innate, I release all of the burden that I put on myself.
Dear Innate, I release all the burden that I put on myself.
Dear Innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear Innate, I am only responsible for me.
Dear Innate, I am loved by God.
Dear Innate, I am loved by God.
Dear Innate, God provides for me.
Dear Innate, God provides for me.
Dear Innate, I never have to prove my value.
Dear Innate, I never have to prove my value.
Dear Innate, I deserve because I exist.
Dear Innate, I deserve because I exist.
Dear Innate, I have clarity about what it is I want to do with my life.
Dear Innate, I have clarity about what I want to do with my life.
Dear Innate, I am the one who decides.
Dear Innate, I am the one who decides.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to do what is right for me.
Dear Innate, I give myself permission to do what is right for me.
Dear Innate, I love and accept myself right now.
Dear Innate, I love and accept myself right now.
Dear Innate, I release the sadness.
Dear Innate, I release the sadness.
Dear Innate, I release the frustration.
Dear Innate, I release the frustration.
Dear Innate, I release the fear.
Dear Innate, I release the fear.
Dear Innate, I release all of the energies from my job.
Dear Innate, I release all the energies from my job.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Dear Innate, I let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath. So, Linda, what is it that you really want to do?
I really want to just be happy and be at peace. And I'd like to be of service for a company that's close to home where the commute is not long-winded.
Okay. Dear Innate, I choose to be happy.
Dear Innate, I choose to be happy.
Dear Innate, my happiness is not based on circumstances or situations.
Dear Innate, my happiness is not based on circumstances or situations.
Dear Innate, I am happy because I choose to be.
Dear Innate, I am happy because I choose to be.
Dear Innate, I am filled with peace.
Dear Innate, I am filled with peace.
Dear Innate, peace is my natural state of being.
Dear Innate, peace is my natural state of being.
Service to others.
I missed that last part.
Oh. Dear Innate, I choose to be of service to others.
Dear Innate, I choose to be of service to others.
Dear Innate, I and the most important person in my life.
Dear Innate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Innate, I choose to be the best that I can be.
Dear Innate, I choose to be the best that I can be.
Dear Innate, I follow my heart.
Dear Innate, I follow my heart.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, so think about the job that you have now and tell me if that feels the same or if it's different.
It is completely different. I'm completely lighter.
Yeah. So
it's amazing.
When you go into that job, look at the things that you actually like, the things you enjoy, the things you love.
Okay.
And start thinking about the job that you are attracting to you. Remember, you are attracting it to you. You are not chasing it. It is not trying to get away from you. You are attracting it. It is coming to you. And when you think about that job, think about the things that you love. Think about how you want to feel in the morning when you wake up and think about going to work. And you are looking forward to it, and you are thinking, yes, I want to go and do this. I want to do this service that's going to help other people, and it's just going to make the world a better place because that's what I do. That's who I am.
Mm.
And this allows you to enjoy your whole day, to enjoy your whole life. Because you are coming from joy. All right. Anything else popping up that we need to get rid of?
No, this is so beautiful and amazing. I thank you both.
You're welcome.
And I'm getting that you have a lot of beautiful leadership qualities, Linda.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I never saw myself as a leader.
I've been offered.
See
that you would make a magnificent leader.
Oh, wow. Okay. I believe it. I affirm I am a beautiful leader.
Beautiful personality and such good qualities that others would really, you know, look to you for leadership. So really think about that.
Okay. Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
You are welcome. And let us know how it goes.
I absolutely will. I love you both. Thank you so much.
Love you too. Back soon. Take care, Linda.
Oh, we'll talk soon. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 248. Are you there now? Hi.
Yeah, can you hear me? Hi.
Yes, I can. What's your name?
My name is Gianni from Detroit.
Hi, Gianni.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Good. How about you?
How about you?
Doing good. I can be better, but I'm doing good.
So what can
we help today?
Me and my girlfriend are separated right now, and I want to know when if she's coming back and when will she move back in into the apartment, because we had a nasty breakup. I won't say nasty, but it was just messy at the time, and we're still talking right now, but she's not really giving me a time when she want to move back in and get back on good terms.
Okay, let's see what the angels give me about love. Okay, I'm getting there needs to be a little bit more communication between the two of you.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm just seeing right now, like, that's going to really be, you know, one of the factors between, you know, between the two of you. That you, there's like the, I don't, there's like the line of communication is not there. And Jenny, you do have a very nice personality. Very, very nice personality is what the angels are showing. Okay.
Okay.
I'm just getting, they're not giving me like, you know, a time frame about you guys getting, you know, back together. Right now I'm getting, you know, there's going to be changes taking place. And like I said, you guys have to really, you know, you've got to really see like what each of you bring to the table in regard to this relationship, okay?
Okay.
And really see, you know, what is, you know, what is going on and, you know, how each of you, you know, are doing your part. Because I'm getting like the communication has to really, it has to change, hon. Okay? You've got to sort of like reevaluate your relationship, each of you. And see, you know, like I said, like what you bring to the table, hon, you know? And the issues I'm getting, some of the issues that you guys have been having, they've been ignored, that they're not being addressed. And the angels are saying, just, you know, this is a time for you to take care of yourself as well. And you've got to realize that you don't have the ability to fix anyone else, hon. Okay?
Okay.
So that's what they're showing me as well. Like, you, like no one has the ability, you know, to change someone else. And I'm seeing like a mother figure. There may have been something in regard to either your mom or a mother figure that really needs to be healed, okay? Danny,
yeah,
I feel
mom.
Like there are sort of something like deep down within you, some kind of feelings or something. Go ahead.
No, my mom is having trouble with her back right now.
Okay, but this is a little different. There's something there, like feelings in regard to your mom that you're holding on to that need to be healed. And when you heal that, you heal relationship issues as well, okay?
I mean, I can't think of nothing. My mom's
single mom. Okay, all right, so you don't have to just allow the angels to come in and help you with that, okay?
Okay.
Is what I'm getting. But I do see, like I said, issues like with a mother, okay? And
right.
You don't have to even really, like, realize what it is, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and I'm getting the word truth. I don't know if one of you, you know, like, is not really, like, really saying how you feel. I feel like the whole truth of the situation is not put on the table as well. That one of you feels uncomfortable and doesn't have the courage to speak up. And this would create, like, a really healthy atmosphere of honest communication, but I don't feel that that's happening presently. Okay?
Yeah.
And your angels are with you, and they're helping to heal your heart, okay? And there's beautiful positive energy around you now in regard to love and relationships. And if you're willing, I would like to turn you over to Barbara so that you can heal. Because everything starts with you, Gianni, okay?
Okay.
And in regard to your mom, you don't have to know what it is, but just that you would be willing to heal whatever is there that needs to come up, okay?
Yeah, I'm willing.
Okay, Barbara?
Okay, so we're going to make some more of those dear innate statements, so just repeat what I say.
Okay.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother.
Dear innate, I forgive my mother.
Dear innate, I forgive my father for not being there.
dear Nate, I forgive my father for not being there.
Dear Nate, I forgive my mother for not keeping my father there.
Dear Nate, I forgive my mother for not keeping my father there.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. Dear Nate, I forgive my girlfriend.
Dear Nate, I forgive my girlfriend.
Dear Nate, I forgive my girlfriend for leaving me.
Dear Nate, I forgive my girlfriend for leaving me.
Dear Nate, I forgive my father for leaving me.
Dear Nate, I forgive my father for leaving me.
Dear Nate, I forgive everyone who abandoned me.
Dear Nate, I forgive everyone who has abandoned me.
Dear Nate, I forgive myself for pushing others away.
Dear Nate, I forgive myself for pushing others away.
Dear Nate, I recognize that I have value.
Dear Nate, I recognize I have value.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to be loved.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to be loved.
Dear Nate, I open my heart to love.
Dear Nate, I open my heart to love.
Dear Nate, I accept and love myself.
Dear Nate, I accept and love myself.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear Nate, I release my past relationships.
Dear Nate, I release my past relationships.
Dear Nate, I let go of my past patterns.
Dear Nate, I release my past patterns.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to change.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to change.
Dear Nate, I allow my life to get better and better.
Dear Nate, I allow my life to get better and better.
Dear Nate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Nate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear Nate, I am responsible for me.
Dear Nate, I am responsible for me.
Dear Nate, no one controls me.
Dear Nate, no one controls me.
Dear Nate, I stand in my power.
Dear Nate, I stand in my power.
Dear Nate, I am love.
Dear Nate, I am loved.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, how do you feel?
Kind of dizzy.
Okay.
I'm spinning. Like the back of my head is just spinning.
Well, they're clearing out a bunch of old thoughts and beliefs and stuff. So Yep, that makes mm-hmm. sense.
Thanks.
Okay, DC, when I looked at him and his mother, what I saw was that his father wasn't there, and it had to do with abandonment. So that's what I dealt with. Now, do you still feel that there's some issue with his mother, or was that it?
I still feel, like he said his mom was a single mom, that there is like a, there's still like an issue there. I mean, he realizes as he's older, but I feel like there was something as he was younger that he was holding on to as well.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, when I was in high school, maybe if she couldn't show up to the games or watch me play. But now I feel like I'm older. That doesn't matter as much, but I guess it does. I didn't know I was holding on to that.
Right, yeah, the energy is still there. That's what I'm saying. Like, the energy is there, hon, and we want to just clear it out because it can affect any future relationships that you have, present and future.
Okay, so let's do a couple of more statements. Dear Innate, I forgive my mother for not being there for me.
Dear Innate, I forgive my mother for not being there for me.
Dear Innate, I forgive my mother for not supporting me.
Dear Innate, I forgive my mother for not supporting me.
Dear Innate, I forgive my mother for not having time for me.
Dear Innate, I forgive my mother for not having time for me.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. All right, how does that feel?
Same, even more spinning, a lot more spinning.
Okay. All right, DC, is that better? Or?
I know it's a good thing no matter what, so I'm just riding that wave right now, and I'm letting go, and I want to move on.
I just want to make sure that we clear it all out of there so you don't even have to be in that energy anymore. Okay, DC, how is he doing?
I feel like his energy feels good now. Yeah, it feels really good, peaceful, good.
Okay, wonderful.
It is wonderful.
All right.
Thank you.
So, Gioni, remember that you are the most important person in your life. And this does not mean that you can't have relationships with others, but it does mean that when you're in a relationship with others, you do not stop being you. You do not change to make them happy. If they don't want you, then why the heck are you with them? Does that make sense?
Yes.
All right, well,
beautiful.
Do what is
Thanks.
Right for you.
Spirit
Don't
is
forget,
healing.
You're supposed to have fun.
And Barbara, Spirit is handing him a piece of rose quartz to help with that beautiful heart chakra. And celestite, I think, is the other one, to really help with relationships and to really be able to have compassion. And just as Barbara says, you know, like really just you've got to love yourself first. And, Johnny, when you go in to the bathroom first thing in the morning, look at yourself and say, Johnny, I love you. And really mean it. You've got to love yourself first. Okay? And then when you love you, others will do the same. But it starts with you. Okay?
Okay.
So you tell yourself that you love you every time you go in the bathroom in the morning, you wake up and just and feel that love, hon. Okay?
Okay,
and stay in touch with us. Thank you for calling.
I will. Thank you.
God bless, hon.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we're going to our next caller from area code 510. Hi, who's this?
Hello there, it's Leanne. Hi.
Haley.
How are you?
Hi. I'm okay. How are you?
Great.
So just
what's
open
going on
to whatever.
With you today?
Oh, it's been, yeah, I think I'm still having part of that, you know, wave that you talked about. So there's been a lot of blowing and a lot of resting and sipping ginger and turmeric, you know, tea that I'm making. I made my green juice and I kind of had a laugh at myself because it does exactly what it needs to do for me. So I said, you know, I kept hearing the answers are already given if you just listen. So feeling much better now, and glad I took a pretty, you know, it wasn't all the way restful. Actually, there were the grandkids were here, but the energy was wonderful. So I didn't really expect me to still have kind of this little wobble, but I wrote it out and, like I said, listened within, went within, and it's passing, which is good. But still, it's been kind of how it's been since last Thursday, like off and on like that, where there's these little kind of intense moments that I feel energetically and physically. And then if I go into the breath and just write it out, and go into trust. And I've been working with these Yogananda scientific affirmation too that came through for me. And that like helps too. But the blowing, you know, after I do the inhale, just kind of, and the sighing and then blowing it out like Barbara gave me the other day. Actually, it sounds silly, but these things work. They really do help. So I think I'm clearing and clearing and still clearing.
Wonderful.
Beautiful. Well, while you were talking, Leanne, I saw angels gathering around you. Then I saw a couple fairies. And it was just beautiful. And Ginger is saying, I hope she's, you know, journaling all these beautiful experiences and everything that she's having.
I am.
You know, so
even while I was waiting for you guys just now, I was trying to be in the space, and then something came through, and I found one of the pictures, and I went, oh, yeah, okay. And it was, you know, this baby white crane and these things that keep coming. And I don't even see the picture. I just see it and I'm stopped and then it comes through and then the writing. So, yeah, I am.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
And I had to while sitting here.
You've really got to, you've got to watch what you're thinking, because this is a powerful time for you to manifest.
Yes,
and
I've
got
to
think about only what you're wanting, right?
Okay, yes,
so that's
yes.
But only what you're wanting, okay? And are you taking off a little to just have fun and, you know, not be so serious, you know?
Yeah,
because
I think
you,
that's what the kids, the little ones are about. That was really important.
Okay. Because I could hear,
a
man thinking, like, you know, like, don't worry, be happy, you know?
I love it. Good. Yeah.
Yes,
That's perfect. Okay.
One of your relatives was just singing, a gentleman singing, you know, don't worry, be happy. And he was saying, you know what, I wish I had so much more time having fun than worrying, you know. And he wants you to just give all your cares and worries away and keep breathing.
Good. I'll
deep breathing.
Yes.
Yes. So he's saying deep breathing, Leanne.
Yes.
Deep breathing. So that's what he's been showing me. Let's see. And I'm getting the word miracles around. He's saying you're a little bit stressed lately. You know, he's saying, but there's solutions coming, so relax.
Yeah, and that came through earlier for me, so it's funny because I even wrote miracles are happening now as my hashtag today. And I went, okay, all right, there's my little moment. And it's
beautiful.
I mean, I know it, but it helps to hear it again, so thank you. And everything is okay. It's that whole thing of everything's all right already, but not just pretending. And I do know it, but, you know, I'm also still walking in this world, so I feel, you know, the waves in there, too. So.
Oh, definitely. Mm. Well, it's your uncle. I didn't even know that came out. That's weird. Your uncle, he's saying. Okay. So it's your uncle.
It's Uncle Joe? Is it Uncle Joe?
I guess, yeah. I didn't know who it was. And I'm getting, saying, her uncle,
it's
who do you think it is?
Joe.
Oh,
oh
gosh, and he's giving you—he's laughing and he's giving you a ticket for the deli. Stand in line for me. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
These are things he couldn't have either, just like Nani. So these are things they would want now.
Yeah, he's just saying, you know, connect with that passion of yours. Connect with your passion. Live life with gusto, he's saying, you know. And enjoy yourself. You know, you're on a path of wonder and joy and fulfillment.
Yeah.
Embrace your life and really, really enjoy it, you know?
Yes.
So what I'm getting is
to
allow yourself to feel. He's saying she's still thinking a little bit too much. She analyzes a little bit too much. She's, you know, stop thinking as much and feel a little bit more.
Okay?
And he's saying, the reason you're doing this is because you still have some fear that's deep down, and you're not letting go of it yet. You know, you've got to let go of it, Leanne.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
It does, because there's stuff that's deep down that I think that's what's been, you know, what these waves have been. And then it forces me to actually say, okay, do I jump into fear or do I look at it? So, and then just breathe through and trust. And so it'd be like little practices, if that makes sense.
I don't want them to come that way.
So we want to talk about what I want.
Right. He thinks she really needs to relax. He's saying, you know, a good Epsom salt bath would help.
Okay. I got a giant tub here and I haven't used it yet in this new house, and I have Epsom salt. So, all right, there we go.
And he's saying, are you taking your vitamins?
Yeah, that I'm doing my stuff, yes. I'm out of one, though, so he's right. Oh, geez. Okay, my vitamin D.
Okay, yeah, because he's saying make sure you take those vitamins, you know. Okay. Okay, so Epsom salts, baths, he's saying vitamins.
Would.
Yeah. And he's saying that you've really got to, like.
Oh, calcium. I didn't buy the supplement, the powder, the clean powder. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just still writing it down because I'm like,
it's
I didn't do that.
Okay. That's great. He's happy that you're, you know, that you're doing that. You're writing it down, you know.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. What is he showing me? And you're getting enough of, like, you know, like vegetables and everything too, correct?
Yeah, I think today was my make up for even more, which the green juice, because I do kale and, you know, a really strong one.
You know, kale and spinach.
I think something happened today.
Yeah, you know, you're not juicing kale and spinach together, though, right?
No, I don't do spinach and juice at all.
Because I know kale, you got to watch, mix it with. Okay.
No, I do. It's kale and fennel. It's an anti-inflammatory that came through for me a long time ago, and it really works. But no other like dark leafy greens is in there.
Okay, because he's just
they're all organic. English cucumber, lemon, fennel, ginger. Fennel, ginger. What else do I do? I didn't do broccoli this time, so I just did and then kale. Oh, cilantro and curly parsley.
Okay, good. Yeah, because he was just saying, you know, about your, you know, about that. What about, are you eating?
He's telling me not to mix spinach also, because I've got a power green thing that I normally wouldn't have a thing with the juice in, but I've been buying that and having it. My husband's making it as steamed greens, but I normally wouldn't have spinach at all. So if he's trying to tell me not to have spinach at all, because maybe that's
how you feel then. Like, just watch and see how your stomach feels, if you get bloaty or like any other kind of.
Okay.
Have a little bit of healing. He's saying because you're not fully opening that beautiful heart of yours.
Okay.
You're not releasing everything. He's saying she's still holding on to stuff. She's so stubborn.
Oh,
you know?
Look who's talking. Okay, anyway, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to him. But, yeah, okay.
I know, and he's laughing. He's saying, but you know what? I realize
it,
you know, now he's saying, but that stuff could be toxic, Leanne. You're taking all these beautiful.
He's right.
You're holding
on
to that negative energy that could be toxic, and it sort of like cancels out the green juice, you know?
Exactly, because you can have as much green juice as you want and your nature as you want. It's not going to work. Yeah, I get it. Yeah, he's right.
Well, he loves you for who you are, and. He's saying she's so sweet and she's beautiful. She's intuitive, and he's glad that you called in. And he's saying now it's time to get a little bit of healing. So I'm going to turn you over to Barbara.
I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take it. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Barbara.
Hi. Here we go.
All right. So let's see where they want to take this.
Okay.
Dear Innate, I choose to be healthy.
Yes. Dear Innate, I choose to be healthy.
Dear Innate, I choose to be happy.
Dear Innate, I choose to be happy.
Dear Innate, I choose to be alive.
Dear Innate, I choose to be alive.
Dear Innate, I release all fear.
Dear Innate, I release all fear.
Dear Innate, I release the need to get it right.
Dear Innate, I release the need to get it right.
Dear Innate, I listen to my body.
Dear Innate, I listen to my body.
Dear Innate, I make the best decisions.
Dear Innate, I make the best decisions.
Dear Innate, I choose to enjoy my life.
Dear Innate, I choose to enjoy my life.
Dear Innate, I choose to have fun.
Dear Innate, I choose to have fun.
Dear Innate, I accept this amazing adventure.
Dear Innate, I accept this amazing adventure.
Dear Innate, I am being the best that I can be.
Dear Innate, I am being the best that I can be.
Dear Innate, I release duty and obligations.
Dear Innate, I release duty and obligation.
Dear Innate, I have the freedom to just be me.
Dear Innate, I have the freedom to just be me.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Good, but in the middle of that, I got a weird hit about my mom, and I didn't know what it was. So just checking in if there's anything that just happened or that is everything okay.
Let's see.
It just came like right in there.
Okay, I'm only getting one thing out of that. So, dear Innate, I am not my mother.
Okay, there we go. Fine. Dear Innate, I am not my mother. Ah, okay, good. That's fine. Thank you. I just had to tell you because I hadn't had that happen before. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that feels better. The amazing adventure, yeah. All of it, but yeah, very good. And it is an amazing adventure. Fun is allowed in that. And I am like a little kid. That's why I like the little kids. I go, I look at these birds, you think I'm two, but I love it. I get excited. And, you know, that's part of me is that's kind of just who I am. So.
Well, good. You're supposed to enjoy life. You're supposed to have a good time. It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah. And the simple things do actually make me happy. I don't require really. I feel it's interesting where I'm at now, and it'll be interesting to see where I'm at, you know, even later. But right now, there are huge changes with, you know, just the things don't mean so much yet. Now I have more than enough, and that's what I can actually say on a physical plane, but on a, you know, it's interesting to watch those changes through
yeah.
a different lens.
That's great. Okay. Well, you keep doing what
you
are guided to do. And let your life
just get
better and
better. Love you both, and I appreciate you both. Yes. Yes.
We love you too.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you both very much.
Okay. Well, we will talk to you next time.
Yes, you will. All right. Good night. And thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
All right. Our next caller is from area code 951. Let's see if this is Nathaniel.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm doing great.
So what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm just kind of getting organized and stuff and rehabilitating.
Okay. Well, let's see what kind of messages we're getting. Do you see?
Well, you know what? I was just hearing healing. And, of course, it's our beautiful Nathaniel. So you're getting a lot of messages, and I'm getting healing, Nathaniel, beautiful healing. Okay? So just you're doing something right, okay? You're getting the messages from the angels. You're listening, and they're guiding you. This is beautiful. Okay?
Great.
And you're making yourself a priority, correct?
Yeah.
Which is important. Okay? So just keep making yourself a priority, doing what you're supposed to do, making sure, of course, that you're, you know, balancing between giving and receiving as well, okay?
All right.
Because we don't want that to be out of proportion either. Okay, and I do feel that you're a giver, Nathaniel, and you've got to be open to receiving as well, okay?
Okay.
So that's a little pattern that does need a little healing, because if you give more than you receive, you could find yourself stuck in different areas, okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to make myself a priority, so,
Wonderful, yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
And you've got to honor and you've got to really love and respect yourself more, okay?
Okay.
And I've told you this before, Nathaniel, you are an amazing child of God, and you're His beautiful creation, and you've got to respect yourself and honor yourself, and when you do that, you're honoring God as well, okay?
Oh, well,
so
keep them to work.
Being proud of who you are, Nathaniel.
Uh-huh.
Okay, be really proud and follow your passion. I feel like, you know, there's something calling you. I don't know what direction you want to go in, but there's some energy there that wants to really, you know, go in the direction of wherever your interests lie, okay?
Great.
That's what your ass on the beach.
So what I want to do is I'm going to invite Barbara in. And like I said, there's a little bit of healing needed. You are very generous, and you do need to, you know, you need a little bit of healing in that area so that you heal those patterns, Nathaniel, because it causes that imbalance. And, you know, and then it just, there's an upset there where you could be stagnant. You could miss opportunities. You could have problems with finances. And these patterns can be easily, you know, healed, okay?
All righty.
Okay, and to really love yourself and see that beautiful, you know, beautiful creation of God, the beautiful man that you are as well. So with that being said, I'm going to invite Barbara in. Barbara?
Okay.
Hey,
hi, Nathaniel.
All right.
Okay, so let's see what they want to work on right now. So here we go. Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear innate, I am the most important person in my life.
Dear innate, I listen to my heart.
Dear innate, I listen to my heart.
Dear innate, I live from my soul.
Urinate, I live for my soul.
Urinate, I allow my life to change.
Urinate, I allow my life to change.
Urinate, I accept my importance in my life.
Urinate, I accept my importance in my life.
Urinate, I am getting better and better.
Urinate, I am getting better and better.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay.
Hey, that feels good. Hey, thanks a lot.
You are welcome. And keep taking care of yourself. Don't forget to have fun and play music.
All right. Thanks again.
Bye-bye.
God bless, Nathaniel. It was great to hear your voice, hon.
Okay. I muted him before he could respond. Sorry, Nathaniel.
Okay, that's it.
All right. Our next caller is from area code 917.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. This is Linda, and I wanted to know what you see for me because I will be moved to another place within the place where I'm working, and it's going to be all brand new unit. I'm just wondering, like, what do you see for me there? Am I going to be okay? Am I going to be happier there? Am I going to get my own office?
Okay. Let's see. Linda, this is DC. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Hi.
Hi. Well, you've got to start by really, you know, like feeling that everything is going to be fine, okay?
Okay.
You've got to put that intention out there because right now your energy is like really unsettling. Okay. And it's understandable. I know that, like, you know, people get nervous when they're changing the work environment. But I just feel like your energy is like way, way out there, okay?
Okay.
So we've got to do a little bit of healing on that, or my goodness, it's almost like you put your hand in an electrical outlet, you know? So we want to calm that down.
Yeah, but I have no idea what this place is like. I didn't ask to work there. It's just this other place is closing, so it's not of my choice wasn't to work there. It's just
okay,
a
but
place.
You know, guess what? It's going to serve you. Everything serves a purpose. Sometimes we don't understand it, but everything does actually serve a purpose, hon. Okay. And just
what's the
you've got to. Well, sometimes you have to burn off karma, and you know sometimes you have to do something just to get to where you need to be. Okay. I'm getting that better. You know. Better times are coming for you, okay? And I'm also getting like the old way of doing things doesn't work any longer as well.
Yeah.
Okay? And don't be afraid to be bold and really, like, show yourself off, you know? Express yourself. Communicate your desires, okay?
Okay.
The angels are saying, hon, you're very... you're very logical, you're ambitious, you're reliable, you're organized. You've got a lot that you bring to the table, okay?
Yeah, true.
And I'm feeling good that you're going to be okay. Like, and I'm getting like the word success around you. There's going to be a lot of opportunities. Even if this is like, you know, not something that you're going to be there for a while, just do what you're supposed to do because I'm getting you're going to be recognized, okay? And, you know, perseverance is going to bring you the prosperity that you are looking for, okay? Just try to maintain, like, a positive attitude, okay?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, because I'm just getting, that you're gonna do fine. Like you're gonna do fine. You've got what it takes to get where you need to be. Sometimes, you know, we've got a couple stops along the way and stuff, but you just really have to show up and you've got to, you know, be positive about it, okay? Okay, what are they showing me? Hold on. Let me see what they're showing me, hon. Okay. Let's see. They're showing me. Okay. I do feel, I'm just seeing this beautiful, you know, the angels are surrounding you with this beautiful, pure, cleansing light that you've got to let go of the negativity. You're holding on to a little bit of negativity. There's a little bit of, like I said, nervous energy, okay? And they're surrounding you, and we're going to bring Barbara in, of course, to help you to let go of all that energy so that when you do, you know, go into the work environment, you're going to have this beautiful, calm energy, and the prospective employers are going to see the beautiful qualities that you do have, okay?
Okay.
So we want to make sure that you know, go in and you have the right energy, okay?
Yes.
And I'm getting the angels are saying, set your expectations for high, but not so high that you can't meet them. And, you know, the qualities that you have, you are a hard worker, you will persevere. That's what's going to help you to really do well, okay?
Okay.
I'm getting, please don't, like, don't go too far into the future. Don't get worried because everything's going to work out for you, okay? It's going to be exciting, and you're going to do well. You're going to do really, really well.
Oh, man. I did not expect this at all. I just started here, and they're just changing me
okay,
again.
Okay, well, everything does happen.
Yeah.
It happens for a reason.
For a reason,
okay?
Yeah.
I'm getting career advancement. I'm getting public recognition. Okay, and then I'm getting, like, they're showing me, like, something fun is around the corner for you. They're saying around the corner. Okay,
nice.
So just relax, you know, and just be the beautiful person that you are, and you're going to be okay. But you do have a lot of, like, crazy nervous energy, and we want to get rid of that because that could be a little scary when someone first meets you, okay?
Well, I have a little, I fell, and I hurt myself, so I won't be able to go to work. But do you see this pain? Do you see me healing like this week and going, like, am I going to be okay? Is this pain going to heal fast or am I going to be sitting with it for another 2 weeks? I mean, do you pick anything up on that?
I think, you know what, I do feel like you're going to be okay, like health-wise healing because you called in today and we're going to help to get rid of to get rid of some of that energy, okay? The good positive
probably
energy is helping heal as well, okay?
Yeah, I have been doing that by staying home. I was going to go to work, but I said, let me rest and heal this.
Okay.
And take care of myself, yeah.
No, that's a good thing. I mean, that's a good thing because you did have a lot of anxiety and
yes.
And you need
to
rest a little bit. But you have success waiting for you, okay? And you've got to really start to listen to what your heart is telling you, okay? Because I'm getting, like, following your bliss, okay? And there's going to be so many people around to help you. Like I said, you've got all these beautiful qualities that are going to help you to succeed, okay?
Okay.
But you've got to, you know, you've got to, like, we've got to get that energy back into, you know, where it's supposed to be. And I see, like, a strong spiritual connection as well that's helping you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so please, like, let go. And just know that, you know, your emotions and your fears are going to block you from being logical, and you don't need that because you don't want to show up and be emotionally exhausted and drained.
Right.
Okay?
No.
That doesn't help, okay?
Exactly.
Okay, so slow down a little bit, think, breathe, okay? And what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn you over right now to Barbara, and you're going to feel so much better, hon, okay?
Okay, yes.
God bless you, hon, and good luck.
Oh, God bless you guys. Thank you.
Okay. And you may hear children in the background. They're in their noisy phase right now. Just ignore them. Okay. Here we go. Dear Innate, I release the fear.
Dear Innate, I release the fear.
Dear Innate, I release the need to know exactly what's going to happen.
Dear Nate, I release the need to know exactly what is going to happen.
Dear Nate, I release the lack of control.
Dear Nate, I release the lack of control.
Dear Nate, I release the need to hide.
Dear Nate, I release the need to hide.
Dear Nate, I release the need to create problems.
Dear Nate, I release the need to create problems.
Dear Nate, I accept that I am loved.
Dear Nate, I accept that I am loved.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to be guided.
Dear Nate, I allow myself to be guided.
Dear Nate, I choose to be at peace.
Dear Nate, I choose to be at peace.
Dear Nate, I choose to have fun.
Dear Nate, I choose to have fun.
Dear Nate, I allow what is for my highest good.
Dear Nate, I allow what is for my highest good.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
I like it. I felt like I was a little bit distracted with the other thoughts.
So, dear Nate, I didn't feel so present. All worry.
Dear Nate, I release all worry.
Dear Nate, I release all stress.
Dear Nate, I release all stress.
Dear Nate, I just let it go.
Dear Nate, I just let it go.
Okay, how do you feel now?
Yes, this was better. I feel more present. I feel sleepy now, sleepy. Maybe I should go to bed.
Yeah, maybe you should. And that's what some people need to do after this, just to process what they let go of. And that's what I
want
to
let you girls know. I want to let you girls know that I appreciate you guys. You're doing this like a couple times a week, and I just appreciate it very much.
Well, you are
that
welcome.
You guys are here. Yep, I listen to you guys, so thank you. Bye, good night.
Thank you, good night.
Good night. Okay. Let me put my glasses on so I can see. All right. Okay. And we have one more caller, but they do not have their hand up. So if you called in but you did not press the number 1, but you have a question, press the number 1 now so that I can see that you want us to talk to you. Otherwise, I'll just leave you alone. Okay. And here we go, our next caller, area code 713. Hi, who's this?
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
Hello. My name is Catherine.
Hello, Catherine.
Hi. I'm in the hospital. I need prayer and healing. I have surgery Tuesday, and I'm worried.
Okay. Let's see what kind of messages GC is getting for you first.
Yes.
Oh, Catherine, I'm sending you light and love, hon. I feel like, you know, you have stress that you need to let go of.
Yes.
That's the first thing that I felt like, oh my goodness, like she's got to let go of this stress. And you've got to get back into your happy place is what I was hearing.
That's true.
Okay.
I'm not happy at all.
Okay. Well, your angels are with you, and we're here. We're going to help you to feel a little bit better so that you can get back into a beautiful, happy place, Catherine. Okay? First thing that I'm seeing is, you know, when you get back on your feet and everything, you've got to have a little bit more fun. You're not having any fun. Okay?
No, I'm not. I'm
okay,
just so depressed and worried.
Oh, and Catherine, you know what? You've got to forgive yourself. I don't know what you have to forgive yourself for, but I'm getting you've got to forgive yourself for what you think you've done or not done. And a little bit of depression there too, hon, okay?
Yes.
And you're holding on to all these emotions. There's guilt, and there's no need for it. And that'll make you sick, okay?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. And as well, you've got to be honest, and you've got to have, like, boundaries with others, okay?
Okay.
And at times, I feel like you don't really stand up for yourself the way you should, that you probably don't want to, you know, have any conflict, which is understandable, okay? But the angels are there with you, Catherine, and they're going to help you to have healthy boundaries, boundaries that are formed in love instead of fear, okay? Okay. And you've got to love yourself and respect yourself and treat yourself in a loving way, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I just feel like you've got to open it up and you've got to let some beautiful love come in, Catherine, okay?
Okay.
Because you're listening and you're calling in and you really do want some healing. And we have, you know, the beautiful divine team that's all around you, and they want you to really connect with that high energy, with the highest energy available, which is love. And love can bring about healing and miracles and opportunities and so many more beautiful things, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And you've got to realize, you know, you are, you know, one of God's beautiful creations, and you've got to really love yourself for that, okay? And Catherine,
okay.
It sort of feels like at times you feel like you're not getting, you know, like you're not getting what you deserve. Like you're a beautiful person, and sometimes you may feel like you're a little bit forgotten,
yeah,
okay?
I really feel that way.
Okay. Well, you know what? Like the angels are with you, and they see everything that you do and the beautiful person that you are. And they just want you to be grateful each day. Think of a few things when you wake up and allow, like, more happiness to come in, hon, okay? You really need that happiness. And let unconditional love fill your heart, Catherine. What I want to do is I want to turn you over to Barbara, and we're going to, you know, start a little bit of healing so that you do feel better, okay?
Okay.
God bless you, hon, and thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
We love you, honey. Okay. Barbara?
Okay. Repeat after me. Dear innate, I release the anger.
Dear innate, I release the anger.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the fear.
Dear innate, I release the confusion.
Dear Renee, I release the confusion.
Dear Renee, I accept God's love.
Dear Renee, I accept God's love.
Dear Renee, I deserve to be loved.
Dear Renee, I deserve to be loved.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I love myself.
Dear innate, I choose to heal.
Dear Renee, I choose to heal.
Dear Renee, I release the past.
Dear Renee, I release the past.
Dear Renee, this is my time to change.
Dear Renee, this is my time to change.
Dear Renee, I open my heart.
Dear Renee, I open my heart.
Dear Renee, I accept my life.
Dear Renee, I accept my life.
And I want you to take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Oh, it feels so released, relaxing. My tears have dried up.
Good, because this is your time to focus on you, to recognize that you have value and that you deserve a wonderful life, because that's what God is creating for you. So don't fight God. Go along with God.
Yes.
So, dear Renee, I allow my life to be fun.
Dear Renee, I allow my life to be fun.
Dear Renee, I see the good in every situation.
Dear Renee, I receive the good in every situation.
Dear Renee, I am open to receive.
Dear Renee, I am open to receive.
And take another nice deep breath. Okay, how do you feel?
Wow, lighter. Wow.
Yeah, you just let go of a whole bunch of stuff you didn't need.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much. I feel good.
You are so welcome.
Thank you so much. I can relax and wow. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, God bless you, hon.
Thank you.
And keep
thank
in touch
you.
And let
thank
us know
you.
How you do, okay?
I sure will. Thank you guys. I love you guys so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh,
we
you're welcome.
You.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Thank you. Good night. I can sleep well now. Oh, wow. Thank you.
Good. You heal better when you sleep, so enjoy.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
You as well.
Thank you. Good night.
Night now.
Good night. Okay, that was our last caller, and the children are getting even louder, so.
That's okay.
Now you know how absolutely quiet Jackson is.
Yeah, at times he does. He gets quiet, yeah. Oh, goodness.
Okay, well, that's our show for tonight, and thanks, everyone, for calling in. We send you all lots and lots of love. Any final words, DC?
No, just happy Sunday night, everyone, and you can always go back and listen into the archives and, you know, get that feel-good feeling again, right?
Exactly. And they can say the DNA along with anybody who's saying them. They'll work on anybody.
Yes, definitely. It's just so, it's such a beautiful thing to feel good that fast, Barbara, right? It's amazing.
Yes, it truly is.
It is. Well, happy, you know, rest of your Sunday, Barbara, and I look forward to connecting on Tuesday morning again.
And me too.
Awesome. Night, everyone.
Good night.